time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. When I heard Rush Limbaugh tell us that President Obama was the most successful president in modern history, it made me mad. I really questioned his sanity, since I believe that Obama will go down in history as a major reason as to why the United States of America failed. Not too far down the road, we will cease to exist as we know it. We will probably be split into two or three nations. I know that sounds extreme, but we are bankrupt as a nation, and instead of reigning and spending, Obama has pushed the accelerator to the floor. He'll have created more debt in his presidency than the combined debt of all his predecessors. Yet, by definition, he is very successful. Every program he wants gets approved. The conservatives in Washington, D.C. are spineless and weak. They cave in with the slightest pressure. Our politicians, like Obama, have created a lazy, unproductive society. The handouts are out of control, and the people we've elected to look out for our society are terrified of cutting anyone off for fear of losing a vote. I'm sure many of these politicians know that they are doing is wrong. They are just too selfish to do what is right for our country. Term limits would be a great place to start. We have doubled the number of people on food stamps, and for some reason this is portrayed as a good thing. I would define success as creating enough jobs where the number of people on food stamps would be cut in half, not doubled. There are people who work in the food stamp program who are being promoted and financially rewarded because of the number of people they've added to the program. This is just wrong. I really have a different definition of success than the politicians. During last year's campaign, Obama kept telling the voters that Osama bin Laden is dead and General Motors is alive. First of all, the General Motors that existed when Obama first took office is dead. General Motors filed bankruptcy, their stock became worthless, and that company didn't exist anymore. Obama didn't bail out that company. He took our tax dollars and created a new company with the same name. He gave the unions a majority of this new stock in exchange for future support. This was the largest theft in history, and it was done right out in the public. It was a double theft by Obama. He stole the old General Motors from the existing stockholders and stole our tax dollars to create the new General Motors, which he basically gave to the unions. This backdoor robbery was then used as a success story in his campaign, and he was rewarded with another 4 years. I owned 5,000 shares of GM stock. I didn't get 5,000 shares of the new GM stock. My stock became worthless, and I was left holding the bag, while the rich union guys were given the new shares. This wasn't a success. It was criminal. Here we are today with more people than ever feeding at the public trough. The numbers are staggering. There are more people who work for the government or receive government assistance than there are people who work in the private sector. Mathematically, it is impossible for this to continue to be funded. Yes, Osama bin Laden is dead. So is Ambassador Stevens, who was left hung out to die by the Obama administration. Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda brutally murdered Chris Stevens. So, in essence, Osama bin Laden lives on through his terrorism. And the old General Motors is dead. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.